New Westminster police are investigating a single-vehicle collision that resulted in the death of a driver. First responders attended the incident, which occurred at the intersection of East Columbia Street and Brunette Avenue around 2:10 a.m. on Saturday, May 11. When investigators arrived on scene, they saw that the vehicle had collided into a pole and a concrete retaining wall, said Haley Finnegan, the New Westminster Police Department's strategic communications coordinator. The vehicle was headed west towards downtown New Westminster. Investigators were on scene for several hours collecting evidence and documenting the scene. According to the New Westminster Police Department, BC Emergency Health Services paramedics transported two people to hospital. The driver of the vehicle, an adult male, subsequently died. Officers secured the scene and began collecting evidence, NWPD Sergeant Andrew Lever said in a news release. This is a tragic event, and our thoughts are with the family of this individual. The New Westminster Police Department and the Integrated Collision Analysis and Reconstruction Service attended the scene and are investigating the collision. All contributing factors are still under investigation. More to come. Anyone who witnessed this collision and has not spoken to police is asked to contact the New Westminster Police Department at 604-525-5411. While the road was closed for the investigation, some residents took to social media to voice concerns about pedestrian safety in this location. No pedestrians were involved in Saturday's crash, but a pedestrian died in the same area in February 2023. On the afternoon of February 19, 2023, New Westminster police attended the 100 block of East Columbia Street after receiving reports of an unresponsive pedestrian who had been struck by the driver of a semi-truck. That police investigation, which included dash cam footage and statements from numerous people, found there was no evidence to support criminal charges against the driver.